This podcast is brought to you by Payset, a culture catalyst. We are the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that categorizes prosperity for all people. Our mission is to empower individuals to engage unity. Let me take a moment and tell you about this cool supplement brand called Phoenix. Not the way you think it's spelled. Let me give you the abbreviation, FNX. FNX is committed to creating innovative supplements of the highest quality that provides focus for a productive morning, energy to thrive all day, performance supplements to reach new goals, unique sleep and recovery formulas to support any sport, and healthy supplements to support an active lifestyle for years to come. Now, to get 15% off of your purchase, enter the code TEMPO, T-E-M-P-O. And don't forget to visit fnxfit.com. You are now locked in to TEMPO with Chris Thomas. We discuss everything self-development for the purpose of creating momentum in a person's life. I'm your host, Chris Thomas. I'm just a small town kid with larger than life aspirations. I live by this quote by Dr. Cornel West. He says the condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak. I have always been drawn to listen to people without power and those who have not been in position to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. I understand firsthand how it feels to be an underdog, always having to go the extra mile, putting in additional work just to achieve a goal. My life tells a story of an overcomer, the abandonment, the devaluation, the not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. So as an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator with over 2 decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear, concise, and transparent information for a better tomorrow. Dictate TEMPO. This is TEMPO Check, where we talk about redesigning your reality. And today I have a question for you, and I really have been observing, and I really have been taking inventory on how people respond to this and how people go about their day-to-day. So today is a question, right? And the question is, who is Lord over your life? Because whoever is Lord over your life is the one that is guiding your decisions, the one that is controlling your cadence, and the one that is managing your time. Ultimately, the result we get out of life will be the reward of our Lord. I'm going to say it again. The results that we get from our life will be the reward that we declare who is our Lord, right? So how does one determine who is Lord over their life? Well, let me show you. The very person, place, or thing you devote the most time to, right? Secondly, the very person, place, or thing you designate approval from. The very person, place, or thing you discipline yourself to. The very person, place, or thing you mold your presence to. The very person, place, or thing you construct your thinking with. The very person, place, or thing you develop your diet after. The very person, place, or thing you fashion yourself after. So whoever is Lord over your life is the one that is guiding your decisions, controlling your cadence, and managing your time. So in the grand scheme of life, what we deem important will determine to be priority, right? And that can be dangerous because the level of importance may shift as you pass through seasons of your life. So we have to be mindful not to make permanent decisions in temporary circumstances. I'm going to say that again. We have to be mindful that we do not make permanent decisions in temporary circumstances. Again, whoever is Lord over your life is the one that is guiding your decisions. It is the one that is controlling your cadence and the one that is managing your time. So let's redesign our reality for a second. Let's define what Lord is, right? It is someone or something having the power. It is someone or something having the authority, or it is someone or something that has the influence over you, such as a master or a ruler, right? One of my professions is I'm a landlord, so I have the power, I have the authority, and I have the influence to shape the environments and the functionalities of my properties, right? To cultivate the outcomes I project onto my tenants, right? This is why employment for people who are employed is so detrimental to people, because whoever you are living with and dwelling among and doing the things according to, that will hinder your God-given abilities and your God-given gifts, right? Because a person should not be regulated, right, on how much they can earn, on how much time they can be regulated to for vacation, or and all because of these limits that we place upon ourselves because of employment, right? It limits our exposure to the world in front of us. Another example is, have you ever walked in a room and someone else had on the same outfit you had on? Matter of fact, have you been to an event and a few thousand people or a few hundred people had the same outfit you had on? This is an indication that the fashion is dictating how the multitudes view themselves. It's very simple. Whoever is Lord over your life is the one that is guiding your decisions. Today's podcast is sponsored by Catalyst Capital. It is an education and investment platform that elevates the activities of money into higher levels of execution. To sign up, please visit patreon.com/payset. That is patreon.com/payset. It is the one that is controlling, right, your cadence, and the one that is ultimately managing your time. Lord or lordship is important, people, because it has the capacity to shape generations of family. It has the capacity to evict the very gifts that reside in people of all walks of life. Why? Because it is someone or something having the power. It is someone or something having the authority or the influence as a master or a ruler over your life. Let's look at a few things. Music is a Lord. It has the capacity to lower your emotions. Sports is a Lord. It has the capacity to reconstruct your morality. Education is a Lord. Why? Because it has the capacity to redirect your ethical standards to meet societal goals. Political affiliations, people, is a Lord. It has the capacity to divide and diminish people according to their point of view. Sex is a Lord. It has the ability to manipulate physical and spiritual connection. So who is or what is Lord over your life? I believe is a great question to ask yourself, right? Especially as we approach the new year, many people will attempt to redevelop or align themselves to things with substance or align back to a position of prosperity. Really, what these people are doing are connecting the dots to what didn't work before. And they have a outlook and a desired outcome that they are searching for. They are bridging a gap between what is true and what is solid, right? They are separating themselves from people, places, and things that seek to be Lord over their lives. In most cases, these same people conform to what has been Lord over their lives because the rewards are easier to achieve. Remember, music is a Lord. It lowers your emotion. Sports is a Lord because it reconstructs your morality. Education is a Lord because it redirects your ethical standards to meet societal goals. Political affiliations is a Lord because it divides and diminishes people according to their point of view. Sex is a Lord because it can manipulate physical and spiritual connection. Can I petition you for a moment? Who is Lord over your life?
I want to thank you for listening. I am looking forward to you subscribing to this podcast, writing a review, and also sharing this podcast. And most importantly, please rate this podcast. Follow Tempo with Chris on social media platforms at Tempo with Chris. And make sure to visit payset.org. Until next week. create momentum, then dictate tempo.